Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And now, it's time for part four of In the Moment.
My last question about dating. Ken, you brought up an interesting point about dating as a man in Atlanta the other day. And I asked someone about it. But I want to get Katie's interpretation before I share what I was told. Mm-hmm. You were speaking to, and I feel like every man is going through this. So I understand what you're saying. Being in that situation of trying to talk to someone, and you in a stage in your life when you want to keep it real. You won't play no games. You're going to be straight up. But she's giving you lukewarm energy.
Yep.
And I've always told men, I don't believe in mixed feelings. I believe if she's giving you mixed feelings, she don't like you.
Yep.
She like you, she not going to play no games with you. And I feel the same way for men. But when you do find a woman that one day the energy is strong, the next day you don't hear from her.
Yep.
Then it's back, right? You were speaking to this.
Yeah.
That's what you were experiencing.
Yeah.
And you wanted to know, why do women behave this way?
Why? Why do y'all do this, Katie?
Do what?
Give mixed energy, mixed, you know. One minute we're hot, one minute we're on, everything's good, we're rocking, we're having a conversation, the conversation's good, and then I gotta go. Is everything all right?
She was definitely hitting you with the old, every time, that was funny, because I've definitely been there, where every time you call her, she's either leaving or coming from somewhere.
Yes.
I'm leaving the gym. I just walked into the gym.
I'm leaving work.
I'm leaving my house. I'm leaving work. I just got to work. And I told him, oh, she's just looking for reasons to get off the phone. Mm-hmm. You should stop talking to her immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But she'll still text him.
Still text.
It's just stringing you along.
Still text and still try to plan.
So I was told that's what women do when they're bored. And that was from a woman. Mm-hmm. So there you go, fellas. There's the game again. Because that's the fact, like, that's not okay. That's wild.
That's BS.
Let's That's wild there. To play with somebody entire life because you bored. But it happens. That's why the game is the game.
Yeah.
And it's a nasty game.
But when you recognize that, that's how you know how to move.
Unfortunately, though, there are a lot of men who never get that.
And that's why you have to match energy. A woman who does that, it's, I'm stringing you along. I may like you. I may not like you. I don't know what I want to do with you yet, but I'm going to keep you in my back pocket just to see.
You ain't keeping me in your back pocket. Do I look like I want to be in your funky back pocket?
You may not want to be, but if you keep responding to me, that gives me all the answers I need to know.
That's why I tell you stop responding.
I'm in control.
You heard what Katie just said? That's the game, son. That's what the women do. You can't respond. You got to let them go until they go find a guy that plays with them like that, and then they get that energy, because that's what karma does. But don't let you be the reason that she's stringing you along like that.
No, never.
Cut the string.
Yeah, never.
Cut the string.
Wait a minute. A quick question, though. So when that stringing along is happening and—
I thought we cut the string, Katie.
We cut the string, right? But
does the
earlier situation apply?
What early situation?
The earlier where there's the dude that— is someplace busting it down, and he's spending $2.99 on chicken nuggets?
What do you mean? I'm confused. Tie this in.
I'm tying it in. Because it's like, all right, she's coming, she's going, she's bored or whatever. I don't think she's bored. I think she may have somebody. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
It could be either one. It's the same thing.
You're at the bottom of the roster.
Either way, yeah, she's bored and stringing you along.
You're the bench warmer. You're not the starter.
But why even play the game like that?
Because some people just like playing games.
That's too much energy.
There's no rhyme or reason to someone who wants to just play a game and toy with your emotions. That's just someone who thinks they hot shit. I got my starters, and I got my bench warmers, and I'm going to see what I can get out of this one when I want it from them. And it's on my turn. My time and my terms.
Is that a form of narcissism?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a terrible person. That's a person you don't want to be with in general. Mm. Like, that's just a terrible example of a person.
So they're showing you who they are. Mm-hmm. Face value.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but it's a game. It's a game, bro. A lot of the times, until you meet a person that's matching your energy and giving you equal energy, which is why I've always tried to date to find my person and not just out here playing like most do, because I don't like the games.
Right.
And if you're not matching my energy, I have no energy for you. But typically, the men are out here trying to get some, and the women are out here trying to get what they can get off men without giving it to them. That's the game. That's always been the game. That's never going to change.
Right.
And you got to decide which part of the game you want to be on. Which team do you want to be on when the game starts?
But along the way.
The Tigers or the Cocks?
Pause.
Anywho. Along the way, don't get jaded by those women.
Nope.
Too late.
It's a lot of BS out here in these streets.
And then that's what you're going to keep attracting if that's how you feel.
That's all that's out here.
That's
BS.
Just a fact, though. That's you should.
There's a lot of BS out here in these streets.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all are just negative energy.
I'm just telling you what the experience has been.
Yo, Kate, no, her life is a lot different than most. I don't know where Katie's experience with people is a lot different than most. I'm telling you.
I had one situation where we were talking, we were making plans to get together.
Yes.
I go on Instagram, and the first thing that I see is a wedding ring, like the full screen. I was like, yo, what is that? And then the video starts cutting, and it's her. And she's standing at the altar, and she's, like, narrating the video, like, hey, girl, so I did a thing today. I just got married to the man of my life, and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm sitting back, like...
In her defense, there was a good three or four full days in between her dating you and getting married. There was, though.
Bro.
It wasn't like she did it the next day. This is... No, Katie doesn't think these things happen. I'm telling you, son.
I do think these things happen. But when did you look at her Instagram page? Was this the first time looking at her Instagram page?
No, I've been... No,
she hit it well. Katie, women are good at that.
Okay.
Listen,
well, then that,
she
hit it, that's... I get it. That's terrible. She's a trash person.
We had a two-hour conversation. She's telling me about life and da-da-da-da, this and that, and this is where I see myself. Nowhere did she mention that she was getting married next week.
Okay.
I'm looking at the dude. I'm like, yo, you have no idea what you got yourself into.
He just happy. He kissing happy. On the mouth at the altar. He just, you seen him? That boy was drooling at the mouth with excitement. Yo, but you want to, since he want to bring this up, you want to talk about strings. Key come to me and show me this Instagram of her drooling at the mouth at the altar with this man face to face and going to say to me, bro, I was just talking to her 4 days ago. What you think I should do?
And I sent you to...
What you mean, what do I think you should do? Cut the strings!
I was like, do you think I should say something?
No! Nah, send her a gift. Okay, that's all you could do.
All right.
What?
Petty Pendergrass.
Oh, you know I would have sent her a gift.
What would you...
Congratulations!
What would you say? What would you say?
Just what Katie just said.
Congratulations.
On your bum-ass marriage. All right, TikTok take. It was a lady who called the show. You hear this a lot of the time. Lady called the show. She got it rocking with a roommate. Then she heard the roommate telling somebody else that she was just his roommate.
Mm-hmm.
She felt the way. She thought something had occurred between them that made them more than roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt like, why he don't want to take me serious? I want to be serious with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Take this advice, ladies. Don't take this advice. The choice is yours. Now, I'm not speaking to the women who just want to have fun. I know girls just want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But to the women who would like for men to take them seriously, and you don't want to be played for a fool,
mm-hmm.
because they say everybody plays the fool,
mm-hmm.
but everybody does not have to.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I say to you, and I'm being serious. Would you ever go to a restaurant, throw $500 at them, and say, give me whatever you want?
No. You said go to a restaurant?
Go to a restaurant.
Throw
500 at them, sit at the table, and go, just give me what you want.
No.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Katie, would you do that?
No.
Because it's stupid, right?
Oh, but when a woman says that when she meets a man...
Can I finish my point?
Go ahead.
I didn't even get to inside the restaurant yet.
Go ahead. No, go
ahead. Okay. Okay. So I said you wouldn't do that, right? You wouldn't do that because the value that you have as a customer is... money. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're going to give you the best service. That's why they're going to give you the best food, because you still have the money.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't make any sense to do it the other way.
Right.
If you throw the $500 at them and say, give me whatever you want, you can't be mad at the restaurant when they don't bring Wagyu out, because they're not going to do that. It doesn't make sense to do that. Right?
Right.
It's just not a smart business move. No. They're going to bring you the bum ass steak.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever they give you from this point, they already got your money.
Yeah.
You should have had that conversation before you threw the money on the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing when you're trying to get a man to take you serious. That's all I'm saying. It's just common sense. I'm not saying it to be funny. I'm just trying to give you a different perspective and a little bit of game. This is what I told my sisters when they were younger. You can't be mad at the restaurant when they don't bring the Wagyu out after you done gave them the money. You wait for the service. You wait for them to take care of you. You watch how they clean up the table, bring the food, refill your drink. And then you go, you know what? You deserve this money and this tip.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's
and typically, you don't get taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Now you can proceed to yell at me.
So when a woman said that a guy that she meets, that she's making work for it, she wants to see, she wants to put effort before she gives anything to him.
Oh, you missed the whole point of that.
What's the whole point?
You're supposed to do that. But for everyone, you can't do it for me after you just, for the last 20 dudes, you didn't do that. Yes, Katie, that, of course, if you go, you're missing out on that whole part.
Hold on.
Yes, do it for every guy. 1,000% you should do that. We're not saying
every guy, even the same guy.
No. You're not hearing me. You can decide to do it for whatever guys you want to. That's right. Your choice.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Okay.
What we're saying is if you didn't do it for the last whomevers, then
why are you doing it for me?
Exactly.
Because she sees who you are and she values you more than she valued that last dude.
But here's my point.
And we're saying that doesn't make any sense to us.
If you did it for every guy, I guarantee you 99% of these situations and problems that people have with marriages or whatever.
It goes away.
It's done.
It goes away. And I don't understand how she don't see that logic, but I guess that's the whole man-woman thing. But it's done. All of the times you have been played by a guy, he stood you up, he ghosted you, he didn't deserve you. All of those games are gone. They're done now.
If you hold everybody to the same standard.
Now, you're speaking to the woman who wants to have fun in one phase of her life. She want to have a whole phase, and then she want to meet her husband later in life and be like, marry me like this. You're right about that. You're right. That woman wanted her cake and ate it too. I don't know what else you do with cake. I ain't even mad at her. What we're saying is you also can't be mad at the guy who looks at that from the outside and goes, yeah, nah.
Do you ask your...
That's fair. That's different. Well, you can't be mad at someone who doesn't want you how you are. That's 100%.
Is it okay to ask a potential date or somebody that you're looking at, is it okay to ask them about their priors?
I personally don't. Mm.
I think that's up to you.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you think you should?
If that's what you value, if you care about that.
I told you should. I stand on that. Mm. Now,
I'm not gonna sit here and ask your body count. I don't care about your body count.
Now, should you, if you are looking to be healthy and happy the way people live today? No. I think back in the day, when you asked a girl that, if we being honest, you didn't expect the answers you would get today. Like, back in the day, the answers were a little different. Like, when I was younger, it was like, the answers was like somewhere on a hand or two. Nowadays, you had a family reunion. Like, it's, so do I think you should ask? Only if you really want to know.
Me personally, I'm not asking body count, but I may ask what went wrong in your last relationship. Mm. Like, why is it that you two are not together? Mm-hmm. And see how you answer that and determine based off of that how I feel about you.
And you know what you find out when you ask that? A lot of the time she put the money on the table before she got the service. Look, Katie, I just said that to piss Katie off. Yo, no! Nah, go ahead. I'll just play good. That was it?
But yeah.
Okay. Yo, you saw Katie came from my neck before I even got sat at the table?
Ready.
Yeah.
I was at the hostess.
Because that's the whole point.
She's like, no, but
you so conveniently skipped the entire part of us saying, we're just simply saying that as my lady, as my woman, as my person, as we lay, you didn't have that energy for Tyrone. And we don't really, like, Tyrone didn't deserve you the way I deserve you. Tyrone, stop playing with me and Tyrone.
And Derek.
And Derek.
And Jason.
And Jason. And Chucky. And Freddie. It's scary.
Okay. It's time for the Sicko Award.
He's so fake, but I'm so real. Yeah, I'm so sick, but he's just there.
All right, Sicko Award. I was watching Twitter, and I saw this little America's Dumbest Criminals video pop up. Mm-hmm. They captured this man, who I am now affectionately nicknaming Shitty Face.
Whoa.
And they had him. They had him, Katie. They had him by the hands.
What?
And they captured him. He was trying to steal something, and they captured him. He was trying to look for a way to get away. Get off me. Mm-hmm. So he stuck his hand in his ass, pulled shit out, rubbed it all over his face.
What?
And everybody let that man go. Hey, and he walked smooth out. True story. I'm going to show y'all the video.
No.
He rubbed his own shit on his face.
Wait. He dug it out his ass?
Yeah, like they had one of his hands. He got one hand away, and he dug it in his ass. He must have shitted himself right there. Like, perfect timing. It's like, I'm holding this.
On sight.
Yo, he took it out, rubbed his face, and you just see everybody go, yo! He walked out with everything he stole.
Ew.
And I ain't never wanted to get away from something that bad in my life.
Wait.
That's the true story.
I don't believe it.
I'm going to show you the video as soon as we done.
Yo, I don't believe it.
Shitty face is a nasty man.
That's a nasty guy.
All right, relationship advice. Key, you once told me at a time when, I'll admit it, I went through my partner's phone one time in life. I think I've admitted this before. Mm-hmm. One time in life, I'll never do it again. And I did it because at the time, she had went through my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Several times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to see what the hype was about.
Right.
Now, when I went in her phone, I didn't find anything that dealt with her dealing with guys. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that was in there. That's when my dumb ass should have put the phone down.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. What I did discover was that she was talking shit about me to one of her friends. Oh, he felt like that, he felt like that, he felt... And I felt like, whoa. First of all, this is one of the more disgusting friends that she had. And I felt like, how dare you? How dare you? And to be completely honest, it's been very difficult to respect her since then. Because it makes me feel like, hold up. So who are you loyal to? Because you talk shit about your friends to me, and now I know you talk shit about me to your friends. Who the fuck are you loyal to? Just yourself? Who do you protect? Whose vulnerability are you serious about? Now, Key once said to me, when I was hype, I was hot, I was upset. Bro, that's just something women do.
Yep.
Women gonna talk shit about you to their friends.
Yep.
It's no big deal.
Yep.
And I've been torn since that day because I know my mind different. I get it. It's very unique. But I would like to believe that I could find someone who is going to protect my vulnerability and is not going to play about my emotions enough to where I know I'm confident in that if we go there with each other for whatever reason we do, you're not going to run to your friends and treat our relationship like it's Love is Blind season 7. Key says I'm off on that theory.
It's not going to happen.
What say y'all?
Key is jaded. All right. We've already talked about this.
So. Boy.
Good boy.
Oh boy, jaded
right.
A.
All right.
Let's get married.
I feel like there is women out there who don't talk shit about their partners. I feel that, was this like talking shit or like a vent session? Like,
what's the difference?
Here's what I mean.
Let's clarify.
No, here's what I mean.
Like, no, that's a great question.
So one of my friends, she's dating a guy. She doesn't tell us everything that's going wrong. It was just one day she's like, you know what, guys? Me and him, we just not on good terms right now. And we're like, girl, what's going on? She's like, he hurt my feelings, and I'm just not talking to him right now.
Why does
that
business?
A couple days.
Why does that they business?
But it's just, she didn't go into detail about what he said that hurt her feelings. She's like, right now,
okay, so
we're just not on good terms.
She didn't
he
go into
hurt
detail.
My no, she didn't go into
no,
detail.
No, I'm telling you, in my situation, the same. Okay. She didn't go into detail either.
For us, she's like, he just hurt my feelings, but it'll be all right type of thing. And then they got back fine. So I don't see anything wrong,
nothing wrong
like
with that. Okay, so then, because her thing was similar. Like, oh, he mad about this and mad about, and it was kind of like, what you telling this fucking woman what I'm mad about for? Like, what's she going to do about it?
I think there's a different level when it goes into a whole detail and when it's very frequent. Like, I know with women, we're going to talk about the first. Like, if we're dating someone new, we're going to talk about the first of everything that's going on, right?
New, okay. I'm listening.
Like, the first time he did something that you didn't expect him to do that was sweet. The first, like, disagreement you had, you're like, I didn't expect this to happen. You know, that's it. And then after that, you're not going to hear anything about the relationship. It's like, oh, how's so-and-so doing? He good. He all right. You know, he him, but we good type of thing. Not going to go into detail. That's been my experience with my friends and their guys.
Okay, so see, to me, I grew up where what happens in his house stays in his house. My parents were big on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you went to school talking about what went on in your house, you got in trouble. That was a thing. So maybe that's just the way I was raised. But to me, I think there's a difference between seeking advice and just talking shit about your partner. Mm-hmm. Like, there are times I'll go to Key and be like, yo, as a man, I need you, bro. What should I do? I'm going through this. This is how she feels. This is how I feel. I'm not shitting on her. I'm telling you both sides. Here's where she feels. And Key is the kind of friend that'll tell me when I'm right and when I'm wrong. Yo, bro, I can see her point of view on this one. You know how you are. Because don't nobody know you like your best friend, right? Ease up on this one. It's not her. Mm-hmm. Say less. But for me to just go to Key and be like, yo, she wilding again. So we on vacation and here she goes. She do. That to me is different. Like, what are you doing with that? Like, you are using our relationship as some kind of entertainment factor for your friend. Because all that really happens at the end of the day, like when her friends going through their relationship drama, right? Her girls tell her, and what she do? She tell me. So now I'm in the middle of all it. I know who getting cheated on in your circle. I know who, you know what I mean? I know things I don't even really want to know. Mm-hmm. And I be feeling like, now, if I know all the drama in all her friends' lives,
Imagine what they know
yeah. about me and mine. And you saying if it's frequent, but the truth is you don't know if it's frequent. So yeah. If I go on your phone once and see it, that shit probably frequent.
My assumption is with anybody that it's happening frequent with any woman. I just feel like it's chick chat. That's what they do.
Not chit chat. Chick chat. I see what you did there.
I just think it's chick chat, man.
That just come with every woman.
I think so, bro.
At every age. You don't think women mature past that?
Maybe they will at a certain point. Maybe they do, but I just feel like that's what it comes with the terrain.
All right, what do y'all think? Y'all think that's normal, or y'all think that you should look for someone who protects their partner's vulnerability a bit more?
It's time for Mo's reflective moment of the week.
My trouble used to just double. When I ain't have a dollar, I used to struggle. Yeah, I was dreaming about the game.
I just want to say a few things about this Terry Crews interview I saw. He was on, he was with Shannon Sharp. And I watched it the other day because I heard a lot of people tell me I should. And it was good.
Terry Crews is a good brother, man.
I agree. After watching the interview, I have a whole newfound respect for that guy.
If you want to talk about relationships, talk to him.
That's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
I really appreciated his perspective on his own life, but more importantly, on his marriage and his relationship. Mm-hmm. And he said a few things that stood out to me, and I just want to run through a couple of them. And if y'all have takes, feel free to give them. But a few things he said to me. Number one, that stood out with his wife. He said it was a time in his life when he played football, he got cut, and he thought his life was over. A lot of players get to the NFL and they don't make it, it don't pan out. They don't know where to go after that. There was one point in life when he told his wife, yo, my dream for us as a family, they had kids at this point, but they were struggling. They was trying to get through. He said, I'm going to make one of these NFL teams. I'm going to ball out. And then after that, we're going to go to Hollywood and I'm going to find a way to be in movies. He said years had passed or months had passed, something like that. And he ended up getting cut. He was down and out. He was getting out of shape. He was sad. He was depressed. He wasn't really holding it down. And he said out of nowhere one day, his wife came to him, grabbed him and said, yo, pack your shit. We're going to Hollywood. So he looked at her like, what? She said, we ain't doing all this moping. We're not doing that. We're going to Hollywood. You said that was your dream. This is what you wanted to do. We're moving to Hollywood. And he's looking at it like, that don't even make sense. We got the kids. We got this. We don't even have the money. She said, we're going to Hollywood. And long story less long, they end up moving to Hollywood. He gets a security job. When he gets a security job, he's a security on the set for Training Day. That's when Antoine Fuqua, the producer of the movie, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, saw him in his security fit and was like, yo, you want to be in the scene? He puts him in the scene. That's how he gets in that Denzel King Kong scene. That's the start of Friday After Next, so on and so forth. But just like that energy from a woman in his shoes of, I'm not going to let you be down like this. Like, I'm going to drag you to your dream. I'm going to carry you to your dream. That energy it sent chills through my body of, like, to me, that's why I feel like your partner is the most important decision you'll ever make. Because how many people in that situation would have left him, would have said bad shit about him, might have cheated on him, might have did whatever the case. Nah, I'm not even going to, like, motivate you to get to your dream. I'm going to drag you there. You see what I'm saying? That to me was like, damn, it was powerful. I felt that. He also said that he did some things that he regrets and they had their hardships. They went through their stuff And one day, she came up to him straight up when they was actually in a good place and was like, what don't I know? I'll respect you right now if you tell me. Just tell me. What don't I know? I said, damn. You imagine? Y'all in a good space? Look at Key face. And your wife come to you and straight up go, what don't I know? If you tell me now, we good. But if you don't, and I find out later, I'm out. Mm-hmm. And he said he did the right thing, and he told her. He told her. And he said, to be honest with you, I don't think I told her anything she didn't already know. But she just wanted to hear it. Mm-hmm. And they got past it. They figured it out. They fixed it. They 20-plus years in the game now. But I thought that was solid. Like, she keep it solid with him, but she keep it solid with her. I respected that. He said, the world is so big that sometimes you got to get out of your element in order to figure out who you really are and what you're pursuing and what your passion is. Key, you can attest to this. Traveling opens up so many doors for you, so many opportunities, so many experiences. I feel like I started to figure out who I truly was and what my purpose was in traveling. Mm. You realize how big the world really is and how small you really are. You know what I mean? It gives you a perspective that I genuinely cannot explain, but anybody who has traveled, they know exactly what I'm talking about. So if you are in a place of trying to truly find yourself, your passion, I promise you, traveling will help. He talked about the breaking. The breaking is a part of life that he said we all have to go through where you genuinely hit rock bottom. It feels like you have nothing. It feels like everybody is turning on you. Everybody's crossing you. Nothing is working. You can't get it together. You just have insecurities. You have no confidence, self-esteem. You just literally feel broken. And he said that was when he found himself, when he came out of that. I completely agree with that. Anytime I ever accomplished anything, it typically came after I was broken in a sense. So if you are in a space in your life right now where you feel broken, just look forward to the fixing. Because if you keep your mind right and you keep doing what you feel like you should be doing, you'll get through it. Mm-hmm. And there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Last thing he said was typically he realized when his success was delayed, it took him to become successful to realize it was because the world couldn't handle it yet. The world can't handle you yet, and that's why delayed success is for a reason. So if you feel like you should have made it already, you should have had your time already, typically universe knows what it's doing. God knows what he's doing. Delayed success is for a reason, so just keep pushing. And if you need some inspiration, watch that Terry Crews interview. And whoever was on Shannon Sharpe's team, they killing these interviews. They got Shannon right.
Hell yeah.
No matter what Key say about his body. Yeah, you want to say something?
What's wrong with you,
bro? You talking about his body. Why you said that?
I just showed you the video of dude out the back of the truck. That's my guy. He told me one time something that I think, he said the secret to his wedding, to his union with his wife, is that they do couples counseling even when everything is going good. Good times and bad. And he said that's the secret to, one of the secrets to having a long marriage, a successful marriage, is doing couples counseling in good times, bad times, but more importantly, in the good times as well.
There it is.
Boom.
All right, quote of the week. I said this the other day and I decided to stamp it. It's mine. Sometimes I think people lie to themselves so much they don't realize when they lying to you. That's a fact.
Damn.
So, Ball, think about it. A lot of times we get mad at people for lying. Why would you play with me? Why you take it personal? That hurt me. Why would you? Yo, there are literally people in the world who has been lying to themselves for so long that when they lie to you, they don't even realize they lying.
Wow.
But be aware of that. Move accordingly. And don't take anything personal. I'm out of here. Y'all got anything to add?
Those are dangerous people.
We done. This is your turn.
Next week, bitches.
Buck roll.
I know. Did it again. Check.
I'm talking hurt. When your bed feel like it's dirt. When you lost, no longer know the cost. Thought you were a boss till you couldn't make it work. Had a team, but you just couldn't manage. Looking like you the only reason for the damage. Did everything to get her to find that you didn't fit her. Sometimes it's the prize that'll force you to be a quitter. Didn't really know what being apart meant. till you learned it was home just to be with her. All this time you were out searching for perfect. Let so much go and you wondering was it worth it. Either way, it's done, gotta respect it. Think about the moments and all the times you reflected. The times you connected, accepted, just to neglect it. When you should have did everything to protect it. Fuck.
If I could get it back one time, I'd probably blow it and I know it, but I really wish that I could just get it back one time.
I said if I
could really get it back one time.
Probably wouldn't be the same when I get it back. Things change, how you living fast. Turning me up like you don't even match. I'm just trying to get it back.
I can't help but to think it's funny. How funnier you are when they think that you making money. The fire disappears when the smoke gone. Everything a joke to you, the one the joke's on. I never sleep on anybody that I rest by. Enjoy the ride, but everything is a test drive. Too many round thinking less fly. You're only as impressive as what you're impressed by. That's why all they doing is pending. Saying dumb shit, I ignore them, y'all got them trending. Chicks trying to cover their lies while sending nudes. Blaming all these dudes when you just easily fooled. Is it rude? They'll claim a nigga is dumb, then try to look like each other to give a nigga a son. What's the sum? Can't seem to figure it out. Maybe you shouldn't comment on what a nigga about. You don't know.
If I could get it back one time, I'd probably blow it and I know it, but I really wish that I could just get it back one time. If I could really get it back one time,
probably wouldn't be the same when I get it back. Things change when you're living fast.
Just get it back like one time.
I'm just trying to get it back.
I know it hurts for us to see everything that we worth. I'd give it up for you, I would give the earth. But is it really worth it if everything's gonna hurt? Like,
if I could get it back one time, I wish that I could get it back one time. If I could get it back one time, just get it back one more time.
If I could get it back one time, every time I try to leave, you keep pulling me back.
What's up, y'all? It's Key Will Voice, the official voice of In The Moment podcast. And we want to thank you for tuning in each and every week. See you next week.